I'm Bob Harmon. I'm a physician. I've been director of the Duval County Health Department in Jacksonville, Florida for about 5 years. In my spare time, I do several health IT things, chairing a statewide electronic health record steering committee. I'll be talking about that. That's for all the county health departments in Florida. And by the way, I'm a state employee working at the county level. Florida has a combined state and local public health system, one of about 10 states that has that. I also chair RIO, Regional Health Information Organization, for six counties in Northeast Florida, called the Consortium. And then I guess the reason I'm here is I chair the NACHO Public Health Informatics Work Group, which is NACHO's effort to coordinate public health systems nationwide. And I work closely with Valerie and Michael in that position. And we have a committee of about 20 people. So beyond that, again, I'm a physician. And my specialty is preventive medicine. And I'm very interested in health IT because I think it's the cutting edge of not only healthcare reform, but public health systems of the future. And I really like the broad aspects of health IT, especially in public health. So, what I'll be talking about will be some background on our local health department, and we are an academic research health department. We have an institute which used to be called the Center for Health Care Policy and Evaluation, and now I renamed it the Institute for Public Health Informatics and Research. I inherited it from the previous director, a very creative pediatrician, academic pediatrician named Jeff Goldhagen. He created the Research Institute more than 10 years ago, and it's still going. I'll talk about some EHR, electronic health record, and health information exchange projects. We're involved in most of the stimulus initiatives in Florida, and I'll describe the local view of how that has played out, is playing out, including the Regional Extension Center projects, which promote EHRs in the private and public sector. And then I'll talk about some statewide health IT, especially exchange projects. And by the way, I no longer have any business relationships to disclose. I left those behind me at United Health Group. Prior to becoming county health director in Jacksonville, I spent 10 years with United Health Group as a national medical director. One of our former medical directors is back there. Welcome, Bill. And prior to that, I was the HRSA administrator. Prior to that, I was the state health director in Missouri. And prior to that, I was the county health director in Phoenix. So it's fun to be back in local public health and see it from the local view again. So, quick overview. We are a metropolitan county health department. We serve a combined city-county population of 864,000, and we have unified, consolidated city-county government, which I really like, in Jacksonville. Again, we're part of a state health department. Our headcount, our employees, are down to 670. When I got there, we peaked at 946, so we're down 30%. It's been a rough several years. And by the way, these slides are posted on the APHA website, so you can get at them. The way it's working with APHA is these are called handouts. So you can post your slides as a handout and everybody can get to them. Also, we're being recorded for audio, and I think that can be obtained also. Our revenue is down to $48.5 million. We peaked at $61 million in 08. And again, we're academic, we're full service, and we do primary care at Duval. Primary care by local health departments is down to 13%. It's been shrinking over the years. The NACHO profile looks at that. It's larger for larger health departments, smaller for smaller. But in Florida, because of a lack of Medicaid providers and a nice Medicaid cost-based reimbursement rate, 57% of local health departments still provide primary care and do a lot of Medicaid business. But that is shrinking. over time. And we have 19 clinic sites, including six mobile, and five of those are federally qualified health centers. And like Denver and some other places, we share the governance of those five sites with a nonprofit board, half of which is consumer. So we're really in the primary care and clinical business, as well as full-service public health. And we are the largest provider of Medicaid services of all the county health departments in Florida. Of the seven metros in Florida, only three are still doing primary care and a lot of Medicaid. And the biggest, Miami-Dade, got out several years ago. And so Palm Beach is still in big time. And Pinellas, that's St. Petersburg, is still in. The other four large ones, like Orange, it's Orlando, are out of primary care. But they still do a fair amount of Medicaid preventive service work. So we have a research institute, and more it's focusing on public health informatics and e-public health. I have a research administrator who reports to me. And when I got there, it was research and evaluation only, but I added our health, our IT unit and our quality improvement unit to it to give it more size and scope, as well as projects. And my view is that quality improvement and quality studies are becoming a more important area in informatics and health IT and the whole Affordable Care Act. So I take quality very seriously. We do a lot of studies, and we publish some of them. That unit this past budget year had 22 FTE, and its budget was around $2 million. And on any given month, they were overseeing about 24 research, demo, evaluation, and quality projects. And that has been about $700,000 of that $2 million budget. It's a very good proposal writing unit, and it staffs nearly all the public health informatics projects I'll be talking about. I couldn't do this without this kind of unit and some expert people there. Here's what it does. Again, it staffs that RIO, that consortium, which I am the chair. It manages an exchange, a health information exchange, which used to be called the Jacksonville Health Information Network. I'm on the board for that, and its new name is the Northeast Florida Health Information Exchange. It conducts quality studies for the exchange, and it's been involved in the Regional Extension Center, REC, project. I'll show a map of that pretty soon, but we've been recruiting practices to select and launch electronic health records. I'll explain that. It also oversees our pilot projects in the electronic health record module, such as ePrescribe. I'll explain that. Writes a lot of reports and articles. And is beginning to try to coordinate all of the different health IT systems in public health, such as syndromic surveillance. We use Essence in Florida, bringing in hospital emergency room chief complaint data on a daily basis to track flu and other conditions. And of course, there are dozens of systems, and coordinating all that is quite complex locally, statewide, and nationally. But we're starting to approach that. Speaking of architecture, I apologize up front for this slide. I wanted to keep my number of slides down. And this is the architecture of Florida public health. And I wish I had a pointer here. I don't think I do.
Use the mouse.
Pardon?
The mouse.
The mouse, okay. Thank you. So, the legend on the left. The white are the core components of this health management system. This is statewide, all county health departments. It was installed over here to be a clinic management or administrative system. It's been going since 1989. I'll explain the parts. And the other modules in HMS are in blue. And these are things that have been installed over the years, such as TB and HIV/AIDS and Healthy Start, high-risk maternity and infant. These yellow ovals are other Florida Department of Health systems, such as Florida Shots. That's our immunization registry. I'll talk about that. And then we have private sector systems in the red, and other public systems such as Medicaid in the green. And then we use an integration broker. This is a mostly homegrown system, but we use vendor partners. And this, by the way, is the subject of an entire hour presentation. We're only going to take a few minutes. But the integration broker services are in this white, almost rectangular diagram. The existing interface is a solid line. The planned interface is a dotted line. So if you go from the core components, been going for years, this is how our clients come in to the clinics, and they get eligibility screened, they get registered, they get scheduled, usually over the phone, and there's a care coordination, case management module that's been used for years, and then they have their encounter and their services, which results in TB services, HIV/AIDS, Healthy Start, and so forth. Currently, the electronic health record services are on paper, but they're going electronic now, and this is our new EHR project, and I have a diagram to follow on a slide. But it will have we already have eLab going on, and the various components of a standard electronic health record, history, physical, problem list, and so forth. And then we're going to have eRadiology, ePrescribing, and here are all of the components that are being built, some on our own, some with partners. Our biggest partner so far in our EHR is MDON, which is the biggest laboratory services middleware broker in the nation. And they won the competitive bidding for eLab, and they're about to win it for ePrescribe. So we have a major IT vendor partner, and we have other IT vendor partners too, Microsoft and so forth. Dental. There's a component already in there, and we will eventually go to an oral dental electronic health record. And we get out into various other activities like reporting. We have a data warehouse. We get into billing, into commercial insurance, Medicaid, and Medicare. We're, again, a big Medicaid participant. TB, we report to CDC, and there'll be other linkages in the future. HIV/AIDS, we use Ryan White Careware, and we're brokered there. Healthy Start is high-risk maternity and infant. And then you can see there's MDON, there's Quest, there's LabCorp on the eLab and so forth. And pharmacy, we have our own central pharmacy. We have county health department pharmacies. I have two sites, and commercial pharmacies. Then at the bottom, we have exchange. Our health department is already exchanging with our regional exchange. We have a daily feed of HMS data. We don't have a lot of EHR data yet. We have a lot of claims data. And eventually, all the county health departments will be sharing this EHR-type data on a daily basis with the Florida Health Information Exchange. And it'll be done through our own exchange called the Department of Health, HIE. And that is being planned, and we hope to have it built over the next year. And then, also in the works, are to connect to all the different other public health systems. Merlin is our disease control reporting system. Essence is our syndromic surveillance. system, and that Florida HIE is a statewide exchange. So, very complex. I apologize. Were there any questions before we move on? I'm sorry?
This is actually a great slide. I'm still trying to get my head around all the stuff. I'm relatively new to public health, but I'm a librarian at Texas University. It doesn't make complete sense, but it makes more sense than...
And some you've seen.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your saying that because I have second thoughts about putting up that complex a slide, but we have had that comment before. And we're trying to present this in graphic format so people can better understand where we're trying to go. Public health has dozens of systems, and this has many of them. We're also trying to do this on a national basis with NACHO, and there's a consortium, the Joint Public Health Informatics Task Force, which is going to take years to identify and diagram and map all the different public health programs and systems. Yes?
What percent of the primary care business in your area is represented by the process here? Because if you're really going to grow the system, you need to be able to pull the primary care data and claim data from outside of your system.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
are you talking primary care for low-income people,
yeah,
uninsured Medicaid? We're probably about a third of it, and then the university hospital and its clinics are probably another third, and private sector is probably another third.
But one issue going forward is that a lot of managed care plans, commercial managed care plans, are trying to get into the Medicaid business, so they're going to be your competition, and the issue becomes where's the best place to put those folks, in your system or their system, without the data to show that, we're not going to know.
That's right. And so we are trying to feed all that information into a couple of exchanges. One is the Medicaid statewide exchange for Medicaid, and that's already operating. It's mostly claims right now, but eventually it will become also EHR and counter data. And it'll be used for quality reporting, patient tracking, case management. Then there'll be some of those analytics that go with the statewide. We hope to do more analytics with our regional multi-county exchange, where we'll have better control of the data and hopefully more public health access to the data. But I'll show the exchange slides in a moment, but key point here is public health is not at the table and is not a player. It will be left behind. And the reason we are, I guess one of the biggest reasons we are very involved in this is we are a participant in primary care and clinical care, so we are accepted at the table. And then I've been leveraging that to not only be at the table, but to chair some of this stuff and to put a real public health trend or focus on it so we don't get cut out of participation and of use of the data. It doesn't come easy. You have to be there and you have to compete for it. Otherwise, you'll just get shut out. Well, that's not a priority. Other comments? Here's the timeline on the statewide electronic health record, which I just showed. We hope to have it certified, launched, and the beginning of meaningful use, Medicaid bonuses, the fourth quarter of next year, 2012. It's a stretch because it's a very complex and expensive project. And you may be wondering how we're paying for this in a time of shrinking revenues. And the answer is we're doing this out of clinic revenues and a trust fund and reserves, which we have the votes to direct our scarce reserves into the electronic health record project, while other projects are shrinking a bit. It'll be used for both preventive clinic services as well as primary care. So up here is adult core content, EHR. We've had some pilots. We'll have another new set of pilots at the end of this year, and we'll launch in 2012 and be ready. Then we have child a little bit later, and then we have program templates. Those are forms. We're going from paper forms to electronic forms, and they're called templates, and we'll have them for most of the different public health programs. STD and so forth, not only with the forms but guidelines online. And those will be ready and launched by then. Patient education. There are certification-specific requirements to get nationally certified. Summaries, lists, reminder, apps. We're happy to say already launched and successful is eLab. We are almost paperless lab ordering and reporting from commercial labs and the state lab and putting our own clinic labs in. And to be followed by eRadiology with images and x-ray reports, image reports here. We don't know who the vendor will be for that. That'll be an off-the-shelf partner. E-prescribing, we're well into the planning, and we've had pilots, and we expect to do a new pilot with our selected only vendor by middle of 2012, so forth. And then exchange, we expect to be exchanging with the Florida HIE by the middle of 2012, both our own access, being able to receive that or pull that in, as well as sharing our own data. And another takeaway here, don't expect to be receiving data unless you are providing data. If you're at the table providing, you'll have a much better time of it getting to be an early adopter of receiving the data. It needs to go both ways. Privacy and security, very critical throughout this whole process. Questions on this one? Yes? I'm sorry, speak up.
This might be a very basic question, so my apologies if it is. But so when everything gets in the electronic health record, it's clear from your previous diagram that a lot of different parts are already electronic. So does the electronic health record basically mean that just all the systems talk to each other more easily?
Yeah, the question is, will all the systems talk to each other? And the answer is eventually through the Department of Health information exchange. We'll have our own exchange for our own systems. And also we can talk to external partners through the Florida Health Information Exchange. And that includes both our electronic health record or primary care clinical record components, but also we'll do a better job with our public health systems, communicating with external partners, getting the Florida shots, statewide immunization registry, into the exchange with automatic entry and access, a single portal through the clinician's EHR, as opposed to different portals for everything. Right now, I'm sure you're aware of this, there are different portals for most systems. So you have to exit and go into the other system. It's that way with lab. It was. But now, through our own HMS EHR, our clinicians can go in to the lab portal and then go out to Quest, to LabCorp, to State, and not have to go to three separate portals. That's the goal here. That's another takeaway. Single portal activity through your own system out into other systems. Other questions? All right. So talking about more about exchange, this consortium, Northeast Florida Health Informatics Consortium, has been around since 07, six counties in Northeast Florida. I'll show you the types of partners we work with. It's written grants, and some of them successful. We won what was then called the Florida Health Information Network, now it's the exchange, from the Agency for Healthcare Administration, that's the Florida Medicaid Agency, a little over $400,000. And we won a big demo project from CMS, Medicare and Medicaid, back in 08. But that was superseded by the stimulus, the ERA grants, and so that was not pursued because it involved bonuses to clinicians, and it's been superseded by the stimulus grant. It does include this operational exchange called the Jacksonville Health Information Network. It's a Cerner exchange, by the way. They're our partner. And we're a partner with a very large regional extension center project promoting EHRs in 41 counties. We were an applicant for a big Beacon Award from the Office of National Coordinator. Unfortunately, we were not successful. So here's the kind of groups I work with. I chair this, the County Medical Society. They're very supportive. They also have a health IT committee that the leading cardiologist and past president chairs, so that helps to get physicians involved. This is the exchange that I'll explain in a moment that runs the current network. The Florida College of Medicine has a campus in Jacksonville. It participates. The rural counties have a rural health network. We have the Veterans Health System. They have had the VISTA electronic health record for a long time, and they're interested in exchanging. It almost takes an act of Congress for them to be allowed to exchange, but we're slowly getting there through the NHIN, the Nationwide Health Information Network. United Way representing consumers, and they have a call center. A website and a 211 information line. So they are a very good consumer rep for us. We've from time to time had a tech committee, that's for vendors. This was a Rio wannabe organization organized by private physicians. It's currently inactive. The physicians are continually playing catch up in all this behind the hospitals. And they've had a number of false starts. They're divided, specialists, generalists, but we're happy to have them, either through the medical society or their own thing. Health department, University of North Florida has a big nursing school, the AHEC, and the Naval Hospital, JAX. They have the military DOD electronic health record, and they want to exchange also. They've been a very good partner, and Jacksonville's a Navy town. We have two bases, big ones, and we're delighted to have them, and they do participate. We've done these proposals. We promote EHR and exchange utilization, which is not easy. Utilization is the key to this working. We share best practices. We have vendor presentations, and we promote conferences. This exchange, I mentioned previously, started out as a health plan for the working poor called JaxCare, and they got a grant from HRSA to set up a network, an information network for the uninsured, and that is called the JHIN. And it has a blue ribbon board of the six hospital CEOs, plus the dean of the med school, the head of the medical society, and myself. And so it's becoming the leading group in exchange for Northeast Florida. The health plan was not sustainable. It was closed down, and they're left with the exchange. And now we're pursuing an upgrade. We're taking competitive bids, including from Cerner, to expand it to all payers, seven counties, and much more extensive data and a connection to the Florida HIE. This is what it looks like with a data repository model in the middle for uninsured and Medicaid operating since 07. Here we have the hospitals, about half of whom are participating, providing feeds with some utilization by their clinicians, not as much as I'd like. Over here are the ambulatory care and case management, the practice community, mainly the safety nets because this was Medicaid and uninsured. Here's the University of Florida. This is volunteers in medicine, volunteer doctors. This is a children's group practice. They're not in yet. Sulzbacher is a homeless FQHC. Ourselves, WeCare is a volunteer physician network. And then the health department, we do a lot of workflow reporting, and we're the biggest users. The biggest users of this JHIN are case management nurses. We don't have enough yet solid clinical results data, lab and x-ray, but we do have claims type data, encounter data on what hospital, what diagnostic code. So our high-risk maternity infant nurses use it a lot, and so do our case managers for the uninsured frequent ER users. We have a project doing that. And so far, our nurses are the biggest users. They also spend a fair amount of their time in front of a workstation and have time to go to different portals. I'm going to close by a quick comment about regional extension centers, again, funded by the Office of National Coordinator. Florida has 4 of them. We partner with the Center for the Advancement of Health IT, the Orange Counties, 41 of them, run by the Community Health Centers Alliance, Incorporated. That is a community health center dedicated network. They do health IT support for federally qualified health centers. Paper Free Florida is run by the University of South Florida, University of Central Florida in the yellow, and South Florida run by Health Choice Network, another CHC dedicated network nonprofit. And they are signing up practices and rural hospitals to select, launch, and meaningfully use electronic health records. Finally, our statewide HIE is really just getting started. It's overseen by the Medicaid agency in Florida and partnership with the Department of Health. It has a coordinating council. I'm on it. The vendor is Harris Corporation, which is a big global IT communications vendor, which has a rapidly growing health component. It will be a federated model with sort of a record search technology as opposed to a repository. Its initial priorities will be direct secure messaging, secure email with attachments among clinicians, and then patient record lookup, the shared electronic health record, and then public health reporting interfaces. And I'm pleased to say the Department of Health and all the county health departments are going to be early participants in this because we've been involved from the beginning. And it will look something like this with connection to the nationwide health information network, an internet-based application, and all these different entities connected either directly if they're a large system or through their regional group through Harris software called Express or Express Lite. And for those of you who are IT types, they own MIRTH. M-I-R-T-H. Federally qualified health centers will be in, county health departments, I'm glad we're on their diagram here, will be early adopters, the immunization registry, and other public health registries. Here's a big hospital system that might connect directly as opposed to a regional, et cetera, et cetera. So, thank you for your attention. There's some web links.